بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب النهي عن التشبه بالشيطان والكفار. This is the next chapter in which we are prohibited from imitating shaitan and the non-Muslims. Muslims have got a distinct way of life in everything, and they must follow their own way of life, and they must not follow the way of shaitan, particularly in the way of the non-Muslims. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. Do not follow in the footsteps of shaitan. وَعَنْ جَابِرٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قَالَ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Hazrat Jabir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَا تَأْكُلُوا بِالشِّمَالِ. Do not eat with your left hand. فَإِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَأْكُلُوا وَيَشْرَبُوا بِالشِّمَالِ. Because shaitan eats and drinks with his left hand. Yeah, commonly we make a mistake when we drink water while we are eating. We think that our right hand is dirty because we are eating food, and then we drink water with the left hand. That is not correct. We should drink with, lick the fingers, hold the glass at the bottom, and drink with the right hand. And even sometimes if we are having like a sandwich or a burger and we're having a cold drink, a can, then in the one hand we have got the can or the burger, and the other hand the other. Then we are eating with the left and the right hand. That is not correct. We should eat with the right hand. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال. Hazrat ibn Umar رضي الله تعالى عنه says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said, لا يأكلن أحدكم بشماله ولا يشربن بها. None of you should ever eat with his left hand or drink with the left hand. فإن الشيطان يأكل بشماله ويشرب بها. Because shaitan eats and drinks with the left hand. And yeah, the basic thing is that the principle, yeah, that we not only whether it is eating or drinking, but in everything, we must not follow the ways. So today, satanic worship has become a common thing also. And many of our youngsters are getting involved in that. Or mixing with the non-believers in every field of life, whether it is or schooling, on the sports grounds, and the business areas, and we are mixing with them and we are adopting their ways. We are prohibited from that. We should follow our own ways. Based on the above hadith, the ulama of the opinion that it is wajib to eat with the right hand. However, according to most of the ulama, it is sunnah. Shaitan eating and drinking with his left hand can either be interpreted literally, or it can be interpreted to mean that he encourages those who follow him to utilize the left hand. That is, when we start eating, drinking especially, there we make mistakes and we drink with the left hand. And in that way, shaitan encourages us more to follow in his way. By eating and drinking with the left hand, one imitates the acts of shaitan and enables satanic qualities to overpower his behavior. This is clearly destructive to the iman of a believer and should be avoided. We can all understand that, how destructive it will be to follow in shaitan. And it starts off with the simple thing, like putting on the left shoe first, taking off the right shoe first, all the small things. But then we start following shaitan more. And it must not happen that it becomes our nature that we follow shaitan, and then we wonder that why I haven't got the desire to do good, and I do all haram things all the time, and desire for haram. It starts off with these things. Wa Nabi Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qala. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ الْيَهُودَ وَالنَّصَارَى لَا يَصْبَغُونَ فَخَالِفُوهُمْ. That the Jews and the Christians do not dye their hair, so go oppose them. What does this mean? This refers to the dyeing the white hair of the beard and the head with yellow or red dye mainly. That is, when the beard becomes white and the hair of the head becomes white, then it is preferable, it is mustahab to dye. Black dye is prohibited, however, and literally that comes in the next chapter. However, this hadith commands us to oppose the ways of the Jews and the Christians. Islam and Muslims possess a unique philosophy and system of life, so much so that our calendar is different also. The names of the days, we have our own, and we should try and use these, which is pure in nature and divine in origin. Every Muslim should be desirous of holding firm onto the Sunnah lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and abstain from imitating the non-Muslims in external appearance and internal attributes. But today, with almost everything, our dressing, our home styles, our holidays, everything, we imitate the non-Muslims and we follow in their ways. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever imitates a nation becomes one of them. That is, he is counted from amongst those people who we imitate. For Muslims to imitate the non-Muslims in their social conduct, their customs, beliefs and lifestyles smacks of poor esteem. Those people who are very close, who live very close with Christians, with Hindus, they even their beliefs also start creeping into the Muslim people. And we also start thinking like them. The sad truth, however, is that Muslims today have set fire to their own homes and have begun adopting the ways and habits of those who have nothing but darkness and gloom to offer. So we must be very careful which way and which path we follow. We should not follow in the way of the non-Muslims in any way. We should study our deen, the sunnah, and we must try and bring sunnah in every aspect of our life. It's not sufficient just to wear a kurta and a topi and a beard, but we should try and bring sunnah completely in our lives. Babu nahi rajuli wal mar'ati an khidab sha'rihima bisiwad. This is the next chapter. In it is the prohibition of man or woman dyeing their hair black. The hair should not be dyed black. It should be made red or a yellow color. And Jabirin radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qala, Hazrat Jabir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, utiya bi Abi Quhafa walidi Abi Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu yawm fathil Makkah. Hazrat Abu Quhafa, the father of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, was brought to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam on the occasion of the conquest of Mecca. He wanted to accept Islam, so they brought him to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Wa ra'suhu wa lihyatuhu kathaghamati bayadan, and his hair and his beard were completely white. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم غيروا هذا واجتنبوا السواد. Change this. In other words, have his hair dyed. Mainly color, put mainly on the beard, but avoid using black color. This hadith teaches us, and the ulama have stated that it is mustahab to dye one's hair when it becomes white. It isn't faraz, it isn't wajib, it isn't sunnat, it is mustahab to dye the hair. However, to dye black is prohibited because it deceives people into thinking that one is young. This is particularly distressing for a woman who marries an old man who has dyed his hair thin black, thinking him to be young. And then she finds out that he's not a young man, he's an old man. So, ulama have written, however, granted this permission for black dye to be utilized at the time of jihad in order to create awe in the hearts of the enemy by giving the impression that the Muslim fighters are young and fearless. So the summary of it is, and the crux, that we have got our own particular lifestyle. We must not suffer from an inferiority complex, and we must adopt the way of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we will be counted from amongst his ummah in that case. And if we follow the ways of the non-believers and we behave and act like them, as it comes in the hadith, that who you follow, you will be counted amongst them. So it's a very serious matter. We should try and follow in properly according to the Sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam.